We talk every day about a plan to usher in this one world governing body, this uniparty that's been infiltrated on the brink of being conquered here in our country. People are beholden in our own Congress and Senate to the demands and the wishes and the bidding of some other foreign secular nation state rather than doing the bidding of our own people. I mean, we're sending hundreds of billions of dollars without our permission to Ukraine, a fake country fighting a proxy war against Russia, where no war has officially been declared by Congress, yet the purse strings are wide open to send your money there. Your tax dollars are going to fund racist critical race theory, this Marxist ideology in our public schools to indoctrinate your kids to hate themselves if the skin color is white. The importance of transgenderism, pulling your kids out, CPS taking them away from parents to fly them to some other sanctuary state where they can have their genitalia mutilated. I mean, all of this we are paying for, the rollout of the injections, the mandates, the social distancing, the remdesivir that was coursing through the veins of millions of people while they were being murdered for money in hospitals. All of this stuff was paid for with taxpayer dollars. We have to shut them down. We can do that. The Stu Peters Network has a film called Slave Nation, because that's what we're living in right now, is a slave nation. We are enslaved, but we don't have to be. So it's obviously the most censored film on all of the internet. The only place that you can see it is at StuPeters.com. Watch Slave Nation today. StuPeters.com. Again, StuPeters.com for Slave Nation. The Stu Peters Show starts right now.
I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from?
The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I mean, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored.
I refuse to be silenced or muzzled.
Unafraid.
No man will intimidate me.
Unstoppable.
Good evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. So we, of course, pay a lot of attention to what's going on at our southern border. And that's, of course, because we should be paying attention to it, because we're under a full-scale invasion. But one of the things that we don't hear nearly enough about is the legal invasion of the United States. There are millions legally invading the United States through the manipulation, the abuse of our immigration and so-called refugee and so-called asylum system that's bringing in millions of illegitimate refugees and asylum seekers from all over the world, usually from countries that absolutely hate us. And then when they come this way, they're given legal status almost immediately. Many of these people are then rapidly granted citizenship, of course, giving them the ability to vote. If you still believe in that. They also have a ton of children, by the way. They're very quickly changing everything about America. One of them, Ilhan Omar, is already in freaking Congress. And that isn't an aberration. No, that's part of the plan. These people are being densely packed into areas that they can then, like a cockroach infestation, completely overtake. They're able to assert themselves politically before many of them even have jobs. And they're being brought into our country by this disgusting merger of our federal government and state and local governments with nonprofits, with groups that claim to be Catholic or claim to be social workers. And of course, they're all doing it with the help of a bunch of Jews. These NGOs, non-governmental organizations, as they're called, are many times worse, if you can imagine it being possible, than our fake government itself. These are groups that no one ever voted for, no one ever elected, and they're funded by very, very wealthy small groups of people, often with ties to foreign countries like Israel. They're effectively acting as private governments, as private immigration systems, to bring as many people as possible into the United States. They're bringing in Muslims and others from failed states like Somalia and Afghanistan, and then planting them in areas that not long ago were almost exclusively white. And now all of these areas have been completely taken over. We've heard all about the no-go zones in Europe, areas where these same types of third world migrants have taken over and turned into miniature versions of their disgusting, violent, and failed home countries. And now this is happening here in the United States. Places like Dearborn, Michigan, and Burnsville, Minnesota, right up the street. These places have been completely consumed by third world populations that were brought into the United States legally. They've taken over school systems. They've taken over local governments. And the few Americans that are left who can't afford to go anywhere else, they pay the price. They're isolated. They're alienated. Many times they're routinely assaulted or murdered by their new neighbors. The Midwestern United States, the whitest region of this country, has been absolutely being pounded with third world migrants for years now. And people from all over the world are being brought in under this completely fake refugee program that also includes illegals from Latin America or would-be illegals who are being picked up by NGOs and by the United States government and then flown first class into the interior of the United States. They're quite literally being given a first class ticket to invade America. They're being flown straight into the United States and then dropped off on our doorstep in our communities. Just this week, it was admitted by the Biden regime that because our southern border is so overwhelmed, they're now flying hundreds of thousands of people in from Latin American airports, at least 320,000 of them. And those are just the ones that they're admitting to. They're saying that our southern border is in such shambles that the few legitimate border agents we have stationed there are so overwhelmed that it's easier to write up an asylum claim and stick these invaders on an airplane with a first-class ticket to America. And because these people aren't classified as illegal aliens by our government, they're usually eligible for welfare. These people are getting the hard-earned money of American citizens, real Americans. Well, our people are literally starving in the streets, laying in the gutter with a needle hanging out of their arm, their lives completely destroyed, oftentimes by the very drugs that these same populations are selling to them. The same story has played out over and over again for years. Remember the Afghans? Remember when we were told that a few of the allies, a few people who'd helped American troops out during wartime would be brought into the United States after Biden's disastrous withdrawal that got a bunch of Americans killed? A few of them. That was a complete lie. Thousands of them were brought in. And they very quickly started being arrested for disgusting crimes that were commonplace in the cesspits that they crawled out of, like raping kids. No wonder Joe Biden likes them so much. Some of these people we've come to learn were members of Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. You know, the groups that America had just spent 20 years fighting a war against. It's a slap in the face. It's intentional. And then they were resettled all over the country, especially in white conservative areas where they can disrupt the demographics that have stood for hundreds of years and paved the way for a bunch of freaky Bolsheviks to get elected. These people will vote for them. They'll do whatever they say because they know that they're the ones who brought them into our country in the first place. They know who punched their ticket. They know who aided and abetted them when they got to America, and we know it too. We know exactly who these parasites are because they brag about it. They produce entire documentaries about all of the ways that they bring in these illegal aliens. All these migrants, all the ways that they give legal aid to illegal invaders to take advantage of our court system, to stay in our country, to leech off of us while they rape and murder our kids. Just take a look at this video clip. This fat gay Jew from the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society is so worked up about destroying America, so happy that he can bring in savages to ruin a white community, that he's actually crying tears of joy. Look.
To meet our translator and set him up with a contract, it's very exciting and very important, it feels like. Hey Z, I just want to welcome you to Tulsa.
Thank you. We're excited to have you start work for us as a translator. So I can tell you my story, just so you know. My grandfather was a survivor of the Holocaust, and my mother was born in Cuba and was a refugee to this country. It's very, very close to my heart, and it's the biggest reason I wanted the synagogue to do this work.
I'm really excited, and I know how they're feeling because a month ago I was in the same situation as they are. Somebody was standing for me in the airport, waiting for me with the signs which says welcome, and today I'm doing the same for them.
It makes me cry. Like, it was really a month ago.
It was really a month ago.
And let's be honest here. It's not just the Jews. No, there's a bunch of fake Christian organizations doing the exact same thing. Catholic Charities, for example, is one of the most disgusting organizations on earth. They're right there with the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, streamlining cavemen and narco-terrorists into America, and then they help them petition our courts to stay here permanently. Catholic Charities is working directly with the Biden Department of Justice to get this done, to give legal advice to illegal invaders to help them skirt our immigration laws. According to the group's own website, they're accredited by the DOJ to do just exactly this. It's insane.
The greatest need first is housing. There's a great housing shortage for low-income housing, as well as they have really large families. So they come here with five, six, seven, up to, we have a family with 10 kids. Sometimes they get their housing through the resettlement agency, but sometimes a family might come in from a different city. So maybe they got resettled in Kansas City, but their cousins live here, so they want to come to live in the same city as their relatives, because they're used to living in a village. And so they want to be with their brothers, their sisters, their cousins. So if anyone got out of Afghanistan in August, they didn't have a choice of what city they were going to. They were just dispersed. We need nice landlords who are willing to work with us and rent to large families. And we have found some really great landlords.
So do you work as sort of like a go-between the property owners or management companies and secure this housing for them?
Yes.
And here's something else that these fake Catholics are doing. They're working with the feds to transport these invaders all over the country. Catholic Charities is serving as the mechanized cavalry for the illegal invaders of America. And once they roll into court and make a deal with their buddies at the DOJ to keep these people in America, they pick out little towns all over the country that they can drop them off into. Just like the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, they made a documentary about it. These people are proud of what they're doing, and they want to rub it right in your face. They're proud that they're poisoning the United States with a never-ending barrage of uncivilized people that we have nothing in common with. People that we would never want to have anything in common with. No city, no town in this entire country, big or small, north or south, is safe from this invasion. If they can't cross the border right into your backyard, they'll be flown there. They'll be driven there. And then they'll be given free legal services to stay there, while they plunder and pillage and loot and rape and murder as much as they damn well please. Vincent James has been looking a lot into this recently, and he joins us now to discuss this in further detail. This is disgusting. I mean, we are watching the orchestrated physical military-style invasion of our country, and then they're doing it in the name of Catholicism, Christianity.
Right, and you said you talked about rape. I mean, I just want to read a few stories from local news outlets. These are like ABC affiliates, NBC affiliates during that whole Afghan debacle. Newly arrived Afghan refugee convicted of raping 3-year-old girl is the fifth accused of assault since Afghan evacuation. Another newly arrived Afghan refugee charged with rape in Montana. Afghan convicted of rape in Idaho was able to board evacuation flight. Female soldier gang raped by group of newly arrived Afghan refugees at Fort Bliss. Probably didn't hear about that story. Newly arrived Afghan refugee charged with child rape, another with assault against a woman. Several child brides discovered among Afghan migrants arriving in the U.S. You know, so they're not checking them. You know, they're not vetting these people. They're just trying to get as many people from other countries as possible to come into this country so that they can replace white people.
Well, let me ask you a question. Maybe they are vetting these people. Maybe this is exactly the type of person that they want to bring in from these third world countries to rape and pillage and murder.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, there's this New York Times article I go over on the show all the time. The headline is New Hampshire, 94% white. How do we diversify this whole state? I mean, they've been looking at the North for a long time. You know, they were able to demographically change the center of the U.S. and the southern part of the U.S., but they've been targeting the North for a long time. That video on Twitter where they're trying to send refugees and resettle them up in Idaho and Washington and Montana and Wyoming and, you know, Wisconsin and Michigan. You know, they've been eyeing this part of the U.S. for a long time because this is the last part of the U.S. that they weren't able to completely demographically alter.
Yeah, I think this is what these Protestant fake pastors are talking about. This is the definition. This is what it means to be a Judeo-Christian. You get behind the Jews that are bringing these people in, and you get behind the fake Catholics that are bringing these people in. And now suddenly you're part of a fictitious class of people called Judeo-Christians. These people are doing this intentionally. How can anyone at this point deny that the Great White Replacement is actually underway?
Well, it is. It obviously is an intentional. Well, you have to look at, like, okay, so what are they doing to stop it? The answer is nothing, right? All of the things that they, all of the policies that were in place under Trump, they've removed intentionally. They were never even enforcing Title 42, but they announced an end to Title 42 because they wanted to invite everyone to come, you know, across the border, right? There's 8 to 10 million people that have crossed the border. These are just the ones that we know about since Biden took office. 4 million have been added to the foreign-born population over the past year alone, which is more population than several U.S. states. They're not doing anything to stop this. Every time someone tries to do something to stop this, they prosecute them. They get the courts involved to end the policy. Like just recently, there was some policy in Texas. I just saw this article. Supreme Court temporarily blocks Texas law that allows police to arrest migrants. Right there. Border Patrol agents trying to send migrants back across the border, and then they get investigated for doing their job. And, you know, this whole Catholic thing, talking about this video that I reposted on Twitter, I think you posted this on Twitter as well. You know, it's really easy to talk about Catholic groups. It's really easy to talk about, like, Catholic charity groups, Catholic organizations that are helping to flood the border. But the question is, like, who are behind those Catholic groups? Like, what groups are behind those Catholic groups? Because if you look into highest,
do you know the answer to that question?
Right, Jews, Jewish groups.
Oh, that's weird.
Right, that's where their funding comes from. Right, like you look at highest, they get $100 million from the U.S. government like every single year.
I made like, a conscious decision, Vincent. I really did. I made a conscious decision that I was going to try to take a 30,000-foot view of all of this. That I was going to pull back. It's really difficult. As a human being, it's innately in us to get tunnel vision, right? Okay, so if something's going wrong in my company, I look to who's leading that particular part of the company, whether it's in production or whether it's in booking or whether it's in editing or whatever it is, I look to who's leading it. And when the whole country is falling apart, you look to, well, who's leading it? And you have all these unelected Jews and you're like, oh my God, it's all the Jews. And then I go on Alex Jones and I'm like, look, this is a big problem, the Jews. And then I start digging into it more. And like every conversation that I have, I mean, it could be about food that's bad for you. It could be about what's being sprayed in the skies. It could be about, you know, the dog food that you feed. And everything is Jews. It's all like, everything that's going wrong in every sector of life, it's like the person that's leading it happens to claim to be Jewish. And so I like cognitively made the decision, I'm going to try to pull back and not have this tunnel vision. And so it's like, well, these Catholics, oh good. The Catholics are finally, you know, behind something. These fake Catholics are ruining our country with all of this immigration stuff. And guess who's funding the fake Catholics? The Jews.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. The thing is though. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, this is not to say that Catholic charity, Catholic organization, like, these are fake Catholics, obviously. Right?
Correct. I just said that. Yeah, I said
that. And just like we said, like, it's not all Catholics, not all Jews, whatever. Like, you guys understand what we're saying here. Yeah. But it's like you can say Catholic groups, right? You can say Chinese funded, right? Like the Alex Jones documentary about the immigration that had the highest banner behind it. And he said it was Chinese funded. You can say that stuff. You can't say, like, Jewish funded, Jewish groups. There's a reason for that, right? And so you have to look into that. Now, the welfare side of things, you were talking about welfare. Dude, I looked into this. Okay, it cost about $10,000 a head to deport someone, $10,000 a head. Just in public education alone, to educate illegal alien children, the illegal alien children we have here right now, it's like $1 trillion just in public education alone. This doesn't include public transportation. This doesn't include SNAP and food welfare and cash welfare and everything else that they receive. 60% of immigrants and are on some form of welfare. $1 trillion in public education alone. $10,000 a head to deport everyone. Like when Trump was in office, you have to give him this. All of the refugee resettlement facilities were closing their doors. There were hundreds of them that were closing their doors. You remember the
they were self-deporting.
Well, they didn't have any refugees to resettle, and now they're all reopened.
And people were self-deporting. I mean, that's
and people were self-deporting. Yeah,
they
and uh, And now they're reopening their doors and they're expanding capacity. And this is totally 100% intentional. They removed the wait in Mexico policy. They removed Title 42. They removed all of these things in place that were meant to mitigate this. And they're not stopping them. They're paying for their transportation. Alex Mayorkas, who was who worked for HIAS, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, who's Jewish himself, he admitted on camera that 85 to 90% of migrants are allowed to stay in the country.
Yeah, he is the Jew that is single-handedly orchestrating, implementing, carrying out this military-style physical invasion of our country, and he should be tried for treason. He's a traitor. I got to go. This thing went a little bit longer than I thought it would. Vincent James, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. Make no mistake, the goal here is to disrupt your children and to replace your white children, your white Christian children, with people from third-world shitholes all over the country. We here at this program and on this platform have been fighting for children since its inception. That's the entire reason why we're here. Another guy that's been doing that is a professional fighter by the name of King Bao. You may have seen him. He went very viral for calling out Jimmy Kimmel, accusing him of being a pedophile. We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. So here's a surprising fact. Research shows that even healthy people have wild swings in their blood sugar after eating. When I talk about blood sugar, a lot of people tune out. You know, they think it's only relevant to people with type 2 diabetes, but blood sugar is a topic everybody needs to understand. One of the big keys to optimal health is to have balanced blood sugar. Spikes in blood sugar force your pancreas to work harder and are associated with things like weight gain and even risk of heart attack and stroke. So here's the reason that I even brought this up. The boys at Bioptimizers have a blood sugar optimization product called Blood Sugar Breakthrough. And I don't think I'm overstating my case when I say it's revolutionary. I personally take it. I take two capsules 15 minutes before each meal, and then my body pushes carbs and glucose into my muscles to be used as fuel instead of turning them into fat. This is why I'm recommending it to you. As a result, you'll enjoy more stable energy without the post-meal crash. Plus, you'll have better workouts, faster gains in the gym, and an easier time leaning out, getting rid of that stubborn belly fat. But perhaps the biggest benefit of all of this is it will improve your overall health tremendously. You have to try it. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/SP. Again, that's bioptimizers.com/SP. Welcome back. So the mRNA clot shot is still killing people. Every day, people are dying suddenly, dropping dead. And they're even still getting jabbed. There are people out there who have been so brainwashed, who have had so much of their will to live, their will to think for themselves, just taken away from them through biological and psychological warfare. And so they're still masking up. They're still staying far away, and they're still getting the jab. And the longer this poison stays on the market, the more people will die. And of course, the more of a chance that there will be another fake pandemic rolled out to seize control of our lives and start the humiliation ritual all over again and then take it even further. The government will back it. The corporations will back it. A good percentage of jabbies will probably back it. And even if they don't bring back their COVID scam, because the people know how fake it is, they'll roll out something else, a new bioweapon. They'll whip the public into a panic over some new kind of flu or new kind of sniffle, and billions of people will fall for it, and then they'll start the process all over again. So if you manage to escape death last time, they'll be coming for you to sweep up the floor. No one is going to stop these people unless we do it ourselves. No one is coming to save us. No one is riding in on a white horse. No one is interested in shutting the genocide down. It's truly all up to all of us to take these vermin on using the systems that we already have at our disposal to do it. To get to Nuremberg 2.0, we have to bulldoze our way through every town, every county, every state in the union, and create the conditions necessary to enact maximum accountability. And now in Florida, people are actually doing this work. People like Karen Kingston, like Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo, like Joseph Sansone, and thousands of others. Republican parties in 10 Florida counties have passed resolutions declaring the jab to be a biological and technological weapon, and Surgeon General Latipo is among the only public health officials in the entire country standing by their side. He calls the bioweapon death jab the Antichrist of drugs, and we agree. And now, thanks to these tireless efforts, the Florida Supreme Court just days ago, listen now, accepted a writ of mandamus filed by Dr. Sansone not to just pull the death jabs off the shelves, but to seize them and halt their production. Dr. Sansone is providing the court and the entire state government of Florida with evidence that these mRNA injections violate both state and federal biological weapons laws, as well as treason laws, terrorism laws, and genocide laws. The case is in court. It's been accepted, and it's now up to them to act on it. Our friend Karen Kingston was among the first people in America to reveal the truth about these shots, to identify them as a bioweapon full of graphene oxide and deadly lipid nanoparticles that will haunt Americans for generations to come. She's worked with Dr. Latipo and others to find the right approach to getting the courts to take action, and she joins us now, Karen, a great friend of mine personally and of the show and the program, and a great friend of millions of others whose lives you've helped to save. This is big news.
This is tremendous news, Stu, and thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah,
I'm so proud of Dr. Joe Sansone, a colleague and a friend of mine. He took all the work that I've been doing, he was doing, and the team that he's been working with, and he just said enough is enough. So I want to get some people a historic perspective on this, is that last summer, I was working with a number of individuals in Florida with the sheriffs, with the demand letter that I drafted, that these are, in fact, the mRNA nanoparticle injections are, in fact, weapons of biowarfare, and they needed to be seized and removed from the communities. And that content is the content that is in the writ mandamus that is in the emergency petition that Joe Sansone filed with the Florida Supreme Court. But let me just put this in context. So we actually worked with a team. So we sent that demand letter to 67 sheriffs. While I was doing that with the team, Dr. Joe Sansone sent another demand letter to the Attorney General and to Governor DeSantis and also to 67 sheriffs in October of 2023. Then in February of this year, he sent via certified mail, basically this demand letter, to AG Moody and to Governor DeSantis, saying that you need to take action, that these are, in fact, weapons of biowarfare, that people are dying every day, and the governor has the utmost authority, and the attorney general has the legal authority, so it is your duty to remove the shots. And so he just did a brilliant job where he showed the Florida Supreme Court, one, that he had standing. So he brought in case law where the Florida Supreme Court did issue writ mandamus before. He also showed that he went through exhaustive measures in writing to not just the governor, not just the attorney general, but also to all 67 sheriffs, you know, which I assisted with, and to all 20 state prosecutors, and nothing was done. He demonstrated that even the Florida Health Department Surgeon General Latipo said that these can actually edit the human genome, and that is to the extinction virtually of humanity, and no one should be injected with these mRNA injections, and nothing has been done. And so he's saying, look, Florida Supreme Court, you are the highest authority in this land. It is imperative that you take action and issue an order to the governor and to Attorney General Moody to uphold the law, protect the citizens of Florida, and have them remove these mRNA, prohibit the use of the mRNA injections, prohibit the distribution of them, and remove them from every community.
So now, just to be clear, sheriffs could take unilateral action and have done this themselves, correct? To stop the assault on the citizens of their county. And all of the Florida sheriffs out of all of them, none of them elected to do this. The governor has the unilateral authority to be able to do all of this as well, doesn't he? And the AG as well? Don't they have the authority to be able to do everything that Sansone and et al. Are asking the Supreme Court now to do?
Yes, that's correct. So last summer, I was in Florida working with the sheriffs. They 67 received my demand letter, and I was under the, I guess, guise that they were collaborating to get several counties to work together to seize the shots all at the same time. I did send this document to Attorney General Moody, Ashley Moody, last summer as well, in June of 2023. And I did send it to Mira Fox, one of the state prosecutors in Florida. And Joe and I have been in communication and working alongside each other. And to your point, Stu, yes, any sheriff could seize the shots because these are weapons and it's their job to protect their community. And they are the highest authority in their county. So they can take it upon themselves. Any state prosecutor could move forward with to get a court order. And obviously the attorney general at any time could also issue an order for the shots to be seized. And the governor has the authority to do that as well. He is the highest authority of the law in the state of California. And he's the authority over the Florida law enforcement, as well as the military that's not part of the federal U.S. military. Hmm.
So if the Israeli puppet, Ron DeSantis, won't do it, we'll rely on the Supreme Court. How confident are you that they will do what's right here?
In what I've observed regarding courts and the judges is that they rule in, they actually do tend to somewhat rule, they're persuaded by public opinion. So something that our leaders can do is they can actually file an amicus brief, an amicus curiae brief. And that is anyone, you don't have to be a Floridian, it's anyone that has an interest in the outcome of this case. So they can actually file, like, for example, Steve Kirsch could file an amicus curiae brief. You should do it with an attorney. You know, he has been a proponent. He knows people have died. He's testified that he has friends that have died. He also has been on the leading edge of exposing a lot of the data that shows the disabilities and deaths, and specifically the New Zealand data. So he doesn't have to restate the facts of the case. He can also, you know, Surgeon General Latipo could actually file an amicus brief as well, confirming that these are contaminated with the SV40. Kevin McKernan who actually is the leading expert on the SV40 contamination and the edits to the human genome, he could file. Any of the children health defense attorneys could file an amicus brief and really put pressure on the, not pressure, I'd say really put forward the evidence to the Florida Supreme Court that these, in fact, have no benefit to any humanity, and they can only cause disease, disabilities, infertility, and death. And in fact, it's not just affecting Floridians, but because of shedding and because of the fact that crimes are being committed and they're not being stopped, this is to the decimation of all American citizens and humanity itself.
This is huge news. This could be the precipice of the major victory that I think that we imminently are going to see coming. I can feel it in my soul. I can feel it in my gut. My dad always told me, don't ignore your gut, because you know why that is? That's God talking to you in your soul. Who else is going to talk to your soul? It certainly isn't Tony Fauci. Joseph Latipo, why did DeSantis hire this guy if he's not going to listen to his consult?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I just said Surgeon Latipo can file an amicus brief, but he's putting an order, he's going to order his boss what to do. So, I mean, it is a little bit of an awkward situation, but I want to point something out that Joe pointed out that if Florida doesn't take action, and he said, look, I am not, this is not to prosecute any of the parties that are named, which is, he names just specifically Governor DeSantis and Attorney General Ashley Moody. He goes, it's just to have them actually do their job and uphold the law. He goes, but I want to point out to you, judges, there's seven judges of the U.S. Supreme Court, the Florida Supreme Court. That was a mistake. The Florida Supreme Court. He goes, that government officials that maintain or assist the principal or an accessory to a crime or provide any other aid, knowing that the offender had committed a crime and such crime was a third degree felony with the intent that the offender avoids escape of detection, arrest, trial, or punishment, is an accessory after the fact. So an accessory to the crime. And he cites Florida 777.03. So government officials are not above the law when innocent adults and children are victims of battery, assault, and murder from biological and neurological weapons and or contaminated products that contain toxic and sometimes lethal substances.
And we're going to see that. And I'm not necessarily saying specifically as it results to Moody or to, you know, as it relates to Governor Ron DeSantis, but we are going to see that these people, we're going to see it with our own eyes, that these people are not immune to criminal prosecution in some way, shape, or form, and that they will have extreme accountability coming their way.
And I hope the Florida Supreme Court does issue an order, because Florida, you know, people are waking up around the world, Stu. We know this. They're waking up in New Zealand. They're waking up in Eastern Europe. So accountability is coming. What I said on your show nearly 3 years ago was that we need to take responsibility, right, for being victims of propaganda and lies. And pretending that these bioweapons don't exist, or they're not that bad, or they should be a choice, was insanity.
Right.
And eventually justice is coming. So Florida, if they actually seize the shots and stop this, they will be on the right side of history. We know our country is under attack right now. At least they won't be complicit. National and international crime. They'll be on the right side of history, and they will be right in front of God. So I do hope and pray that they take action, regardless of what the future holds for America. It is in their best interest to not continue with this genocide.
Keep the state of Florida and its Supreme Court in your prayers, and all of the justices that sit on that court. Karen Kingston, you're always in my prayers. Thank you so much for everything that you've done and for being here today. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
Do you know if you're getting enough magnesium? Yeah, because 4 out of every 5 Americans just aren't. And that's a big problem, because magnesium is involved in more than 300 biochemical reactions in your body. So today I want to talk to you about the most common signs to look for that could indicate you're magnesium deficient. Listen carefully to the end, because I have a special offer happening right now, and this could be exactly what you need. Here we go. Are you irritable or anxious? Lots of people probably would say yes. Do you struggle with insomnia? In current times, who isn't? Do you experience muscle cramps or muscle twitches? Do you have high blood pressure? Are you sometimes constipated? I mean, there are just dozens of symptoms of magnesium deficiency, and these are just a few of the most common ones. And here's what people don't know. Taking magnesium, just any magnesium supplement, won't solve your problems, because most supplements use these cheap kinds that your body can't use or absorb. And that's why I exclusively recommend Magnesium Breakthrough. Why? Well, it's the only full-spectrum magnesium supplement with the 7 most critical and unique forms of magnesium that your body can actually use and absorb. All Bioptimizer supplements are best in class. Now, if for some reason you feel differently, you get a full refund, no questions asked. They're so confident they offer a 365-day money-back guarantee. Magnesium is extremely important. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. And use Stu Peters till you get extra gifts with your purchase, up to 2 travel-size bottles of Magnesium Breakthrough. So act fast. It's a limited-time offer. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from? The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I mean, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored.
I refuse to be silenced or muzzled.
Unafraid.
No man will intimidate me.
Unstoppable.
Good evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. So if you're wondering where we've been on Mitch McConnell stepping down as the Senate GOP leader, we here at the Stu Peters Network haven't been too interested. No, because it's completely fake. If you haven't heard, Turtle Man McConnell announced last week that he's receding back into his shell and stepping down from atop the Senate GOP. But of course, he's going to finish out his term, even though he's almost completely incapable of speaking and constantly looks like he's having a stroke. Just remember, this is the same guy who has repeatedly frozen up before the press, totally unable to speak, totally unable to move. He just freezes up like some kind of a robot going through its reboot process. And then when he's finally capable of talking again, he just rattles off a few lines out of the side of his mouth and waddles off. So while it's great that the Senate GOP won't be led by a guy who looks like he could fall over and die at any second, don't let yourself be fooled for a single minute into thinking that anything is going to change. No, because over the next several weeks and months, it's already started, you're going to hear a lot about who McConnell's successor will be. That's the reason why he announced this so soon. McConnell and company, you see, they want to be on the front of the news for months. They want to take all of the attention, suck all of the energy out of the 2024 election because they don't want you to notice that it's about to be stolen. Once again, this is just another distraction. There'll be all this fake infighting in DC that'll create much more exciting headlines for the mouth breathers and the elephant-worshipping flag wavers. But when you turn on the Fox News channel or you go to Breitbart, you're going to see planted story after planted story about some totally scripted fight within the GOP to name the next Senate leader. We're already seeing the usual suspects come to the forefront. There are dozens of GOP-backed social media accounts floating names like Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley. As if these guys are some kind of right-wing super soldiers who are actually going to make a difference. It's all fake. They'll make it look like these pencil necks and queers didn't just stand down on January 6th and let our election be stolen from us and let American citizens be murdered and chased down and thrown in prison and murdered some more. No, they're going to be pitted against Mitch McConnell's favorite butt boys, guys like John Thune, who's been waiting pretty much his entire adult life to fill in for Daddy Mitch. But let me be clear. None of it matters. Either way, the corrupt criminal uniparty wins, and the people have absolutely no say. It doesn't matter who the next Senate GOP leader is. It doesn't matter who the next Senate Democrat leader is. It's never mattered. The real leader of the Senate GOP and the Senate Democrats and everyone else in Washington is the international donor class. It's the Federal Reserve. It's the International Monetary Fund. It's the UN. It's Israel. And Mitch McConnell is a huge part of the reason that it's like that in the first place. The U.S. Senate has been selling off our nation's sovereignty through international treaties for decades. Look, when our country was founded, the anti-federalists warned us about this. They warned us that a strong central government would devolve into a two-party duopoly, into a glorified version of the oppressive monarchy that we just pulled out of. And they were exactly right. Except it's morphed into something even worse than that monarchy. It's morphed into a collective of the worst people on planet Earth who flood into our political system looking for some empty suit to latch onto and use to influence our government, our foreign policy, and most importantly, our monetary policy. The next GOP leader has already been selected. We're just waiting for the announcement. And once all of this fake mud is done being thrown and the next leader is actually announced, absolutely nothing will change. But you see, that's exactly the way that it's supposed to be. The United States Senate is one of the most repulsive, one of the most disgusting legislative bodies on earth. No one is even seated in the Senate unless they're approved by both fake sides of the fake aisle. And there's a reason that the Senate is treated like the legislative branch's varsity team while the House is treated like the JV squad. Because to get into the Senate, you've got to play the game. You've got to be written into the script. Now, of course, every now and then, a decent guy might sneak into the House and make a little bit of noise before he's either killed or run out of town or compromised or bribed or blackmailed and completely taken over. But the Senate? No, it's nothing like that. It's built for gridlock. It's built to fail. It's built to make sure that nothing gets done. Just look at our most recent news cycle. Look at the fake battles that are playing out on Capitol Hill. The U.S. Senate has absolutely no issue passing massive multi-trillion dollar spending packages to fund the Biden regime, to fund the open borders and the wars and the bioweapon mandates that Republicans claim that they oppose so vehemently. But for both sides, when any bill comes from the House that's actually supported by the people, it dies on arrival in the Senate. The Senate is where the global homo elite snuff out anything and everything that could actually reign in our federal government. The United States Senate is the jackboot of the international banker stomping on the human face forever. And there's nothing that proves this more than a look back at the 17th Amendment to the United States Constitution. That's the amendment that perverted the Senate, flipped it on its head, and turned it into the land of deliberate gridlock that it is today. It was ratified under the same president, Woodrow Wilson, who ushered in the Federal Reserve. The same president who founded the League of Nations, the forerunner to the UN. The same president who pushed as hard as he could to force America to get involved into World War I, to force us onto the international stage, to take up a role that we were never supposed to take up and become the world's policeman. When this country was founded, senators weren't elected. They were appointed by governors and state legislatures. They went to Washington to protect the interests of the states. That's why each state has the same number of senators. You see, the House was designed to protect the interests of the people, to be directly elected by the people. And the Senate was designed to protect the interests of the state, with senators serving at the pleasure of the governors and the state legislatures. And whenever a bill came through, the people had their say in the House, and the states had their say in the Senate. Now, of course, it never really worked this way. There's been a finger on the scale in one way or another at virtually every point in American history. That's the downfall of living in a so-called democracy. There's always someone with more money, with more influence, who's able to sway outcomes. But it sure worked a hell of a lot better than the joke that we have now. So our Senate, it hasn't been functional for over 100 years. It's been completely thrown into chaos. And now it's the biggest prize that there is. Bigger than the White House. If you control the Senate, you control the president's cabinet. You control the Supreme Court. Most importantly, you control the ratification of the international treaties that supersede American law and the United States Constitution. This is the backdoor tyranny that has been made possible by this twisted up, perverted version of the U.S. Senate. Senators are now elected to six-year terms by voters who don't remember what they had for breakfast this morning. They're given 6 years at a time to drive our country into the ground and then reinvent themselves just in time for campaign season. The more damage they do, the more gridlock they cause, the more the party bosses and their donors seem to like them. And once they're an incumbent, they have massive resources at their disposal. We all remember the 2022 midterms, right? Don't we? Remember when Kevin McCarthy and the rest of the GOP homos in the House turned the red wave into a pink trickle by laundering money through FTX and giving millions of dollars to anyone who promised to keep the status quo? Yeah, we remember. And that happened in the Senate as well. And it happens every single election cycle. Nobody gets elected to the Senate without the express consent of uniparty leadership. And perhaps no one is a better example of this than Turtle Lord Mitch McConnell himself. Just like Joe Biden, McConnell has been in politics for over 50 years. Since before most of this audience was even born. McConnell actually worked in multiple unelected positions in Washington before he became a senator, which, if you were being honest, is usually an unelected position as well. He even worked for Gerald Ford back in the early 1970s when Ford was installed by the Uniparty to finish out Nixon's term after the DOJ and the Washington Post joined forces to run him out of the White House. And if you have any question as to why they did all of this, listen to some of Nixon's White House recordings. He wasn't a big fan of the Jews. He started noticing. He started asking too many questions. He began to notice that the people that we'd let take over the government after World War II were parasites who'd seized control of our financial system and our foreign policy to push their own agenda at our expense. Nixon, just like Kennedy, was a marked man. And that's how Mitch McConnell got his start in the big leagues of politics. He got plugged right into the swamp, and then he went back to Kentucky where he started this meteoric rise through the political ranks and ended up becoming a U.S. senator by the mid-1980s, again, before many members of this audience were even born. Isn't it funny how that always seems to happen? No one gets elected to the United States Senate organically. Every single one of them is hand-picked, hand-selected, and then carried over the finish line. Look at the times in recent history when someone has almost broken the script and gotten elected when they weren't supposed to. Judge Roy Moore in Alabama, Corey Stewart in Virginia. Both of these guys were renegades whom the party bosses hadn't signed off on. So both of them were deliberately destroyed. Even the America First Trump White House sold them out. And so did Mitch McConnell. So did the entire state GOP. Judge Roy Moore in Alabama, Corey Stewart in Virginia, both of these guys were renegades from whom the party bosses hadn't signed off on, so both of them were deliberately destroyed. Even the America First Trump White House sold them out. And so did Mitch McConnell. So did the rest of the fake Senate GOP and its fake leadership apparatus that's directly employed by the donors, many of them whom aren't even American citizens. Or even worse, they're dual citizens. People who exercise all of the rights of American citizenship and even some additional rights while serving their foreign paymasters who are usually Israeli Jews. It's staggering, really, how similar our federal government, especially the House and the Senate, actually are to the entertainment industry. So while we may be told that we directly elect our senators in this country, we don't. They're selected. And they're installed by whomever has the most money to throw around. At this point, our entire political system is just a high-stakes reality show. A reality show where the souls of the American people are traded back and forth like suitcases full of cash in a satanic game of deal or no deal. Every single year, right after the Super Bowl, when everyone's eyes are still focused on their TV or on their social media pages, while they're all stuck in the house waiting out the last days of winter, a new fake political crisis, a new fake political battle is engineered and then served up to us on a silver platter. And, you know, this comparison of the sports world and the political world, it's a perfect one to make. Because both of those worlds are controlled by the very same people. Same people running perverted, demented Super Bowl commercials telling us that Jesus Christ bows down to black trannies and that anti-Semitism is the number one issue facing the American people happen to be the very same people stuffing Mitch McConnell's pockets and Joe Biden's pockets and the pockets of everyone else in Washington and in these disgusting little state capitals all over the country. Yeah, they control the cultural narrative. They control the entertainment narrative. And they tie it all into the political narrative. It's like the hybrid from hell, a combination of the three biggest psyops in world history. And then they leave us to fight over the scraps while the real moves are made behind the scenes. They've left us to debate the likes of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce and who's going to ride Mitch McConnell's coattails while they make the real decisions in Israel. The United States of America is the WWE incarnate. We live in a nation of patriotards, where if you just vote a little bit harder, if you just wave that flag a little bit harder, then maybe, just maybe, you'll get to help make the decisions someday. Maybe someday they'll decide that your vote will actually count. The American people are running on a hamster wheel, hoping and praying that even one of the false promises they were sold in their middle school social studies class will come true. But you know what? They won't. They never will. They were never meant to. We're living in a conquered nation whose entire existence is only as good as the latest lie being peddled by our fake government and its talking heads. It's time for the American people to wake up. We are not going to vote our way out of this, and the GOP, or anyone else for that matter, is certainly not going to legislate our way out of this. No one is coming to save us. To reserve this book in your name. It's called No Grid Survival Project, and inside you'll find 75 ingenious do-it-yourself projects that can help you to protect your own family, not only from long-term blackouts or after an EMP, but also in times of economic crisis, riots, hyperinflation, hurricanes, civil war, martial law, or any other unforeseen events that may come our way. This book, the immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent, self-sufficient on your own property.
You don't want to depend on the government or anyone else for your basic needs. You'll discover things like how to make water out of thin air, the long-lasting survival foods that you can make at home, automatic backyard traps and alarms for looters and intruders, a pressurized rainwater harvester, EMP-proof survival generators, the self-sustaining greenhouse, a simple device that can keep you off of FEMA's radar, do-it-yourself, no-grid air conditioning unit, and a whole lot more. Yes, air conditioning units. Do it yourself. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent and self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on anybody else. Go to nogridprojects.com/stew and take advantage of a 75% discount. This book right here, and this offer won't be available for long. That's nogridprojects.com/stew. In today's disgusting and decaying world, it's not just an option to be prepared. No, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my family and ensuring that we're ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No, you're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, and essential survival gear designed to keep you safe no matter what. In emergency situations, along with a firearm, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I know the people at American Reserves. They're patriots. They're Christians. They care about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. Again, that's AmericanReserves.com. And use discount code STEW for 10% off. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready. You're prepared for anything with American Reserves. Today's Stu Peters Show and every Stu Peters Show is brought to you by a great friend of the program, to the network, a host on the network, and also a very close personal friend, a brother to me, Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management, who's with us now. You've been making some pretty serious shot calls on Scriptures and Wall Street, on the various shows that you're putting on the network right here on the Stu Peters Show. People are starting to realize that you're the real deal. Tell them why.
Well, we spoke about Bitcoin. We spoke about the economy, the social credit score, the infinite tracking and controlling that the government keeps on doing on our investments and our money. I like to inform what's going on and using discernment. And so you just got to watch Scriptures and Wall Street on the Stu Peters Network. We're making some big moves there.
Yeah, not only that, but you need to book an in-person appointment with Carlos Cortez because, you know, the government is going to steal everything that's in your 401k and your IRAs and your retirement accounts, your investment accounts. Who knows where you're being investing right now? Your financial advisor probably doesn't even know where you're invested. He's an independent fiduciary. That means that he can handle your personal situation and has a retirement strategy that compounds like crazy. You're gonna increase your bottom line. I mean, when you want to talk retirement, this guy's got it, and the government cannot touch it, period. Cannot touch it. So book your appointment with him. Call him in the office. Here's the number, 813-448-3446. Again, that's 813-448-3446. Or visit him online at CortezWM.com. Book that appointment. I'm telling you, best thing I ever did was partnering with this guy. CortezWM.com. Carlos, thank you so much. We're out of time for today. We'll be back from the same place at the same time. Until then, God bless you. Thank you.